Thank you, choir, so much. Once again, we do miss you dearly and can't wait until we are all back together again and hearing song in person. But as we come to this time in our service, we lift up our joys and concerns, and we have a few this morning. First, from Donna Ward, who would like to lift her friend Irene Carey, who is hospitalized with sepsis. And so we put our praying hands upon Irene and pray for healing within her body. And so for Irene, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Our second is from Jennifer Donahue, who has two. The first is for her parents, that they will have safe travels as they drive home from Boston, or from Florida back to Boston. And so for safe travels, we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And the second from Jennifer is for her friend, Norm Black, who is her best friend's father, who is nearing the end of his battle with cancer. And so for Norm and for his family in this difficult time, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And the last one is a praise from Jill Lazarte, who would like to give praise for her nephew, Derek Nicandro, who graduated with his bachelor's from Cal State University Northridge. And so we give praise for Derek and his degree that he has received. And so for Derek, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And we continue in this time as we pray for our country and our world as we continue our fight against the coronavirus and trying to keep the numbers as low as possible. And we also lift our community and our country as we also are in this difficult time of our challenge with the inequalities that we still face and the desire for justice. And so with all of that going on, and wanting to put it into God's hands, I have a special pastoral prayer this morning that was written by Carol Penner. And so for our community and for our country, let us pray for God's help. Will you pray with me? You are the God who hears. Hear our prayer today for all who lament or repent, for those among us who face discrimination every day because of their skin color, we lament. For those among us with white skin who benefit from racist systems, sometimes even without realizing it, we repent. For those among us who have struggled and waited so long for the promised land of freedom and equality, we lament. For those among us who have acted in racist ways and have hurt people of color, we repent. For those protesting injustice, who face police brutality and a justice system rigged against them, we lament. For those who think racism is someone else's problem and not a problem for humanity, we repent. God of hope, show us how to work for justice together, standing up for what is right, stepping in when something's wrong, shouldering each other's burdens, holding each other accountable, righting the wrongs we've done, speaking truth to power. We pray for change, lasting change, for protection for protesters, for a de-escalation of violence, and for government leaders who listen. Deliver us from evil, within and without. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.